Lessons from the Lev. We just finished Rosh Hashanah, Tzom Gedalia. Today, going into Shabbos Vayelech, a very interesting parsha that we don't normally have. If somebody can get me over there a chumash. I forgot to bring in a chumash. So Parshas Vayelech. Also, of course, Aseres Yemei Teshuva, Yom Kippur. I'm going to try to combine every possible thing that I can to hopefully bring a message that hopefully will mean a lot to you as you work on this Yom Kippur. What would the topic be? It's a good question. Thanks for asking. I would call the topic, I guess, if it doesn't hurt, it's not tshuva. Okay? Good. I just thought of that one now. This is great. You're the best. Okay. So, in relating, now I'm happy that it is Vayelech because my son's bar mitzvah was a few days ago, and he only had a lane one parsha nitzavon. Vayelech is a very odd parsha. It's not normally in the lane, so it's quite interesting. So to go ahead and get a message from it, this is going to be interesting. So we're going to work on that a little bit later on in the program. I first want to bring over a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. I know you're not going to be surprised by this because you know him. I was in the Beis Medrash looking for a Maseches Rosh Hashanah. I could not find one. And Rav Shammai was coming out of Yershir, and he looked at me and he's like, Rosh Hashanah, here you go. Like, ooh, that was scary. I mean, there are a lot of other Gemaras, you know? But he was right. The Gemara of Rosh Hashanah says in Tezayin Amud Beis, also a favorite Gemara of mine, because we did a Siyum on Maseches Rosh Hashanah. My son and I, and my other son, Yaakov Aaron, we did a Siyum. I had to finish up some of it. And the Gemara says something very, very scary. Here we go. Amar Rav Kruspadai, Amar Rav Yochanan, Shlosha Svarim Niftachin B'Rosh Hashanah. There are, and this is like the Gemara for this where we are today. And you'll understand in a second. There are three books that are open during this time, on the time of Rosh Hashanah, the last 2 days that we daven, celebrated, whatever you want to call it. Echad shel Rishon Gemurim, one you guys don't know about, but it's for Rishon Gemurim. Ve'echad shel Tzadikim Gemurim. Ve'echad shel Beinonim. Tzadikim Gemurim nichtavim v'nichtamim. The great Tzadikim, they are written and sealed la'altar chayim for a good life of their year. Rishon Gemurim nichtavim v'nichtamim la'altar misa. Beinonim, those in between Tzadik and Rasha, the in-betweeners, Tolim V'Ondim, Mi Rosh Hashanah, Ad Yom Kippurim, what we know as Aseres Yemei Teshuva, even though we're on day three already. Zochu Nichtavim, and if they're Zoche Nichtavim L'Chaim, Lo Zochu Nichtavim L'Misa. Wow. So this is the time of year that we're in right now. We have made an assumption. It's very interesting that we made this assumption. We make this assumption every year of our lives so far. And when you get to be my age, the assumption continues. And the assumption is that we are not Tzadikim Gemurim, and we're not Rishon Gemurim. We are Benonim. And we're Omdim. We're somewhere in between, and God gives us extra time. He gives us, right, Lahavdil, right? When you're playing, I don't know if you ever do this anymore, but obviously I do because I'm 40-something years old. You go to the arcade with your kid. You go with your kid, and they have these great 3D, 4D games now. You sit, your mom is like, you're driving. So my kid's driving the thing. And he's like, well, what's the point of this game? So I said, the point of the driving game, I think, is to get extended time, you know? And then you keep getting extended time, and you feel good about yourself. Then it's, you know, I cheated the system. Normally, it's 45 seconds, but I had the first checkpoint. I got another 15. I got another, and all of a sudden, I'm playing the game for 5 minutes, and then the game's over, and I feel great. This is extended time. God's given us extended time, right? The game should be over. That's it. It's done. Rosh Hashanah, Yishkoyach. I'll let you know, somebody asks, how is your Rosh Hashanah? The real answer is, I'll let you know next year. I'll let you know next Rosh Hashanah how my year was. I'm not sure. Right? I always feel bad for that guy that just happened. Someone told me Nebuch about someone who died on her Rosh Hashanah. It's always like a, you know, that doesn't mean that, it means it was decided last year Rosh Hashanah that he was going to die the last day of the year. Sad. Difficult. So that's where we are. And that's what we did. And in fact, it's interesting to note, if you guys want to, I don't know if you guys know what slichos are, but, If you want to have the minhag Chabad, if you go up the hill a little bit to the Chabad over there, if you ever need a late minyan, so they have very late minyanim there, like, you know, 9 o'clock is the early minyan, and then they go on to like 11 and 12. So they don't say slichos during the Seder Shmini Tshuva. I didn't know this minhag my entire life. I never heard of this before. One year, my parents landed on a few days before Yom Kippur, and my father said, it was like one of those flights you landed like, I don't forget what it was, you know, 8-something in the morning. So that was the only minyan left. It was like 9:30. My father was like, oh, drop me off here, I'll daven. And he came back and he said to me, you're not going to believe this. There's actually no, they don't say slichos. Why? Because they say, why should we think of ourselves as Rishayim or Rishayim? We're tzaddikim. God, it was dichtam. We have no, right? It's very interesting. I don't know if that's their whole shita, but at least this minhag Chabad was not to say slichos. We do this because we're trying our best, and that's why we really are supposed to be on our best behavior. Because we're trying to tip the scales the other way. We're trying to be to reach tzaddikim. But on this, I want to ask an integral question. And this question is very, very beautiful. I had the great zchus for my birthday present for my wonderful wife. My son picked it out, but it is from the wonderful wife. She bought me a sefer. It's always a good, you know, you can't go wrong on the sefer. And she bought me a sefer. And in the Sefer is called Vimatok Ha'or, written by a great Darshan, Rav Shlomo Levenstein, Shlita. He gives these, he has tons of svarim. He has an online shir every week where he gives vorts on the parasha. So here it's on Aseret Yemei Tshuva. And he says as follows. He asks our question. He says that this Gemara, it's a beautiful Gemara. He says, L'shei ma, Kayem svarim shel benonim. Halo lo kotvim bo et af achad. It's a great question. Read this Gemara for years, never thought of this question. You have three books open? He says, no, you don't. You have two books that are open. You're either a tzaddik or a rasha, and then there's the middle guy, and we're letting you stay here for the next, you know, 7 days or so. Because I want you to do tshuva, but there isn't a book, you can't be written in the book of Benonim. Yom Kippur's going to come, and God's not going to say to you, listen, dude, let's be honest here. You're no tzaddik, and you're no rasha. So I'm going to put you in, that's not a book. There are two books. That's it. Good question, though. So why does it tell the Gemara talk about three books? You want to tell me a story, there are two books, and then there's, you know, those people that, wait, that's us, yeah. But either on Yom Kippur, you're going to be the tzaddik, or God forbid, the opposite. So he says, why is that? Very good. Everybody, he says, knows this Gemara. Everybody wants to be l'chaim, l'alter, and not the opposite. Omnam, he says, there's one pshat, and that's the perush of Rashi on this Gemara. Shekasav, ki ha-kavana l'sifrei zikaron shel maisa, brios nasan levar, shemivim kol adam v'adam ledino, et sefer shabo kosim ad masa. Sefer zeh, nichtav him dam zeh, hu tzadik beinu near Russia. So yeah, there are different books, he writes, but he says, I don't like this answer. So he gives a different answer. And he says as follows. Ulam, he quotes a sefer called the Yalkut Girshuni, and he says, Teretz Mavrik. It's a real stark, good, great answer. And it's as follows. And he says, listen carefully. The Mishnah Berurah writes, very interesting Mishnah Berurah, in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, of all places, Shebiyamim Elo, Yesh Li Zahir B'Meyuchad, Kasher Omer B'Tzfilas Arvis, Hamdenu Malkeinu L'Chayim. Right? When we say in Ma'ariv every single night, we say the words L'Chayim, Hamdenu Malkeinu L'Chayim, to make sure you say the word L'Chayim, Halamid B'Shva V'Lo B'Ptach. Right? Shouldn't have the line underneath, because that would be la chayim. And you shouldn't say la chayim, it's le chayim. What's the difference? Sounds like very boring grammar example. Zot mishum, because the word la chayim is kemo lo chayim. La chayim means lo chayim. I don't want to live. Umisha omer zeh, bein, Duran says this, especially during this time. Ooh, that's not good. God's like, oh really, lo chayim? Okay. Alzeh, says the Sefer Gishuni, I understand this Mishnah Berurah to mean something a lot deeper than just lo chayim, le chayim. B'sifron shel tzadikim nichlav halamed b'shva. There are three. Number one is the tzadikim. The tzadikim have the words l'chaim. We are for life. And the rishayim have la'chaim. Lo'chaim. They're not going to have any life. There's a book. There's a book there. And the book has a very interesting book, and it's like all books that we have. Like my son says, you know, that first bar mitzvah boy, when they show him a Torah, and he's like, whoa, where are the vowels? Where are the nekudot? They don't have that in the Torah? Rav Zilberstein actually has a question about someone who they're in some kfar, yeshuv, whatever it is. They have nobody to lane. This guy also doesn't know how to lane. But he wants to put a stencil on top of the Torah that has all the nekudot. It'll be easier for him. He doesn't allow it in the end. But, right? So when my son started to learn the Haftorah, he's like, this is easy. You got all the cheat sheets here. So there is a third book, says the Sefer Geshuni. It says like this. Says the Yalkut Geshuni, the beautiful thing, the Sefer Beinonit Nichtam HaMila L'chaim without any nekudot. Why? We're standing and we're waiting. If you're zoicha, I'm going to put the shva. La. L'chayim. It's for you. It's going to be l'chayim. And if not, it's all about the nikud. What do you want? Do you want this? Or do you want this? You have to decide. Tzluyim v'omdim. We're up there in Shamayim. It's for us to decide. We have to feel it. He quotes at the end the Salbel Mikelm, who says that the reason why the Gemara uses the word Tzloyim V'omdim is realize how difficult this time is. Imagine if we actually, says the Salbel Mikelm, we actually felt that. Nobody here feels this. Nobody here feels like, oh my God, I'm about to die. I have a death sentence. The governor can make the call. You all know this, right? If you want to go to recent history, it's not important what you think of the Psak, but you think about what happened this year to Rabotchkin. That was decided last Rosh Hashanah. The guy had no chance to get out of jail. Okay? 26 years supposed to be in prison. Difficult. And like this, the warden, he's davening, he's doing everything he can, and the warden comes and says, get out of here. Get out of here right now. And he was shocked. And he tells the story, they only let him take his tefillin with him, and thankfully he had his chovos for love of us that he learned every day. Tzluyim v'omdim, says the Salbel Mikelm, if we actually felt that this week, this is it, God is deciding, we're no tzaddikim. Baruch Hashem, we're also not rishayim. God's going to make a decision this week how you act. Motzei Rosh Hashanah, you're running to town, are you an idiot, are you crazy? You're running to go to Ben Yehuda to hang out with God knows who and what and do. How can that be tzluyim v'omdim? This is such an integral time, says the Salbel Mikelm. If we just understood that, we have to feel achush be'aseres mei tshuva this. We have to understand what's going on over here. Parsha says so beautifully, the Hakel ceremony, very strange part of the Hakel ceremony, was that to the Hakel ceremony, everybody was there. There's actually a big nace, they say, that the Hashem guarded the homes. I mean, any robber, this was the time. Like they heard, it's all over the TV and the radio and da-da-da. Come to Hakel this week at, you know, the Beis HaMikdash. All Jews are leaving their homes. Hello? Nothing got stolen. That was the nace. So says Parshas Vayelech, who went to this Hakel ceremony? This beautiful ceremony. So the pasuk tells us who went. Hakel asa'am ha'anoshim ve'anoshim ve'ataf. Men, women, and children went there. Zuck Rashi? Children? They make a lot of noise. Ha'anoshim came to learn the Torah. The Holy Torah, the Gemara Chagiga says. The Noshim, the Gemara says, l'shmoa, to hear. And the kids? Says the Gemara, Rashi says, Lama bo, l'tet schar l'mivihem, to bring schar to those that brought them. the Hakel ceremony was done, there would be a beautiful ceremony every, of course, after the Shemitah year, the first day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos, after the Shemitah year was over, everybody came. The king would read different portions of the Torah, and it was a... So the question is asked as follows. Rav Nosson Adler, known by most only as the Rebbe of the Sam Sofer, but he's got many other great qualities, says, why not leave them at home? They're disruptive. They're going to make noise. Right? You've been in that shul, right? You're like, are you kidding me? Right? The father brings the kids. He wants his wife to get a nap. She's getting a nap. And the kids are freaking out, going crazy. He says, what do you bring them at this ceremony? Says Rav Nosson Adler, we bring the children to the atmosphere of Kedusha because it will have an everlasting impression. And that makes it all worthwhile. Even if they're making noise, everybody's like, yeah, but the children are here. They're going to remember this. They're going to remember the Hakel ceremony when they're 5 years old, when the Kohen gave them a candy or whatever it might be, or the Melech, the first time in their lives they saw the Melech. Wow! It was amazing. A parent can imbue this holiness on their child. Stories told about a difficult situation in Russia, right? We don't understand this as much, but I grew up with this in my life. My sister went to Russia during this time, brought amazing hidden things like the knife that's used for Mila. Mila wasn't allowed, it was against the law. And there was one such Mila that unfortunately, as many were not done on the eighth day. It was much later than the eighth day. It was actually 3 months later. And finally the mole came to this little Russian town. And she was so excited. And finally her son would have a Mila. L'achnisol b'briso shal Avraham Avinu. And when the Mila's over, she runs to her son and she kisses him on the head and she faints. She gets up, everything's okay. And says, what happened? What was that? And she said that I made a neder. When my child was born, I will not kiss this child until he has a Mila. This way I will know that I'm going to have the Mesiros Nefesh to make sure to do whatever is possible to get a Mila. 3 months I haven't kissed my baby. Can you imagine such a thing? A mother not kissing her baby. That's the Mesiros Nefesh of Hakel. Children make noise, but he's going to have an everlasting impression. Comes along the Sfas Emes of Yudari Leib of Gur, and he says, the children are brought to demonstrate the sincere desire that the parent has to make them Torah Jews, to make the children Torah true. And we're rewarded for this. There's two elements here. There's the element of the you. You are the person who went to such a thing and you gain from it. And the person who brought you receives tremendous schar because they are they're doing something. This morning in the Beis Medrash, something funny happened. As you know, I don't have my normal seat. So I was in the back. I get to see a lot now, what goes on in the back. So I'm in the back, and I say Slichos. I try to say Slichos at a different time, at Chatzos. So I came in, and people were ready Slichos. It's hard to find a seat. I don't want you to think I was late or something. Chas v'shalom. I actually, unfortunately, wasn't late, because you're still in the middle of Slichos. I don't know what you were saying over there. And my dad, Baruch Hashem, my father was there. I wanted to sit next to my father. So this kid says to me, I'm like, not really, your father's not here, but okay, I'll play the game, fine. So now, of course, all davening, all I'm concentrating on is when the father's coming, just so at the end of davening I can go up to the kid and say, oh yeah, your daddy never came, thanks for not letting me sit next to my father. I was wrong. The father showed up at the middle of Shemon Esrei. The father shows up, he puts on his tefillin. The son finally is like, oh, thank God dad's here. And I saw he was checking to see when dad's coming. Puts on tefillin, Shemon Esrei, boom, he's out of there. Nebuch, I felt so bad for this kid. He saved his father's seat for God knows how long. To see his dad put tefillin on and take it off like it, God knows what it is. That's the opposite of the story of Hakel. And guess what? Not soon after, right after Kriyas HaTorah, the kid took his tefillin off. He didn't look like a kid who would normally do that, but he said, hey, my dad did it, I'm going to do it. This is the opposite. Tshuva is about making it hurt, about doing things that are difficult as a parent and as the person doing tshuva. We are aimed in, the Sabbath Mikhaim says, this is not good. This is scary time. 7 days from now, God's going to say, are you a Rasha or you're a Tzaddik? There's no in between here. Right now, you're Beinoni. You know how you get to that level? You got to do things that hurt. You got to do things that hurt. It's not easy. But that's what it is. Today is Som Gedalia. I heard on the radio this morning, a gentleman by the name of Uri Arbach, Hashem Yukam Damo, was murdered last year, Amon HaNatziv, by terrorists. So he wrote the following note. Som Gedalia commemorates Misa Sadik and Mechaperes Kechubur Nabayis. One Sadik, one Gedalia dies, which was the end of Jewish sovereignty as we knew it after the first Beis HaMikdash. What does that mean? There's some magical power of the tzaddik? No. It's what effect he had on the community. How many of you in this room have gone to a tzaddik, have visited a great rabbi? It has everlasting effect. I got admonished at the table. My son said, I had the ability. I could have taken my son to Rav Avad Yosef, to Rav Mordechai Eliyahu. I didn't. I should have. I can still do it, Ruchai Kanyaski. I can still do it. Make the effort instead of a Tuesday night going to God knows where. You get on a bus and try to see Ruchai Kanyaski. You beg your Rebbe, Rebbe, I want to see a Gadol. Rav Asher Weiss is coming to Beit Shemesh. I'm not going to go try to see it. Who cares? I'm not going to understand him. The effect it has, when I saw Rav Steinman, he came to America. And it was a little bit difficult. I had to go, and we couldn't find the spot, and it was in Washington. And then he got there, and every word he spoke was Yiddish. Nobody understood a word he said. Besides the fact, he speaks very low. We couldn't hear anything he said. What was the point? You wasted your time. An hour we waited to see this Gadol. I'll never forget it for the rest of my life. As one of my great Rabbeim said, who was sitting next to me, the smell. It was just like, when he passed by, I can't explain it, but there was like a smell. You felt like you... It was just, wow, the tzaddik has passed. It's the potential that we have. We are tzaddikim. We can be gedalias. But we choose not to be. Because it's too hard. It's going to hurt. The Leiv Simcha, another Gera Rebbe said, the Leiv Simcha said, Baal Tshuva came up to me. He said, so difficult to be a Baal Tshuva. I'm always thinking about it. He says, what do you mean? We're all Baal Tshuva. We see it three times a day. HaChasirinim is a shuva shleim levanecha. We all Baal Tshuva. What are you embarrassed about? We're all striving to reach the level to be a Baal Tshuva. The Makam Sha'im in the Baal Tshuva. What a... Because he's not who he was now. He's a Tzadik Gomer. He's changed. This is what we need to think about during this time, Rabbi Yisai. We're Aimdim v'tluyim. This is not an easy time. This is a time where we have to make effect. But if you want to change, and this is all about Shana Aleph, it's got to hurt. It's got to hurt. You got to wake up early sometimes to go to Minyan. Yeah, it's going to hurt. Go to something, some Slichos, even if you're just going to read it in the English, and he's like, it's going to do something to you. It will. You'll see. I've only heard, I don't obviously don't know from this, but if you want to become fit, specifically if you're doing bodybuilding next door, you have to do over and above what you normally would do. So if you lift, I don't even want to embarrass me and say something inappropriate. If I normally lift 186 pounds, I'm going to try 200 now. What's going to happen? It's going to rip the muscle and build more muscle it's going to tear the muscle and make it even stronger and bigger, and that's how you get muscles. Not doing the same thing all the time. More. Extra effort. How do you become a marathon runner? You say 26 miles is impossible. It's not possible. I can't do a mile now. Okay, good start. Mile, 5 miles, 6, 12. You don't even, by the way, from what I understand from my wife, you don't even never do the 26. You do it before, you do a little bit less. 20-something miles. And then you push that thing, you have the adrenaline, you push yourself. That's what this time is. Tshuva hurts. It's not easy. Real tshuva hurts. Not the tshuva that you think you're doing now. I went to slichas. You know, magic dust. I didn't sleep on Rosh Hashanah. I did tshuva. I don't have nuts now because it's the gematria of chet. Oh, I did all this. I had the simanim. I had the simanim. I went to this Rebbe's house. He made me have a fish. I did it. That's a tshuva. Psh, magic dust. Psh, no. You say I did tshuva because I committed to learning. This Gemara thing is so hard. I'm still going to try. It's embarrassing that I don't know how to learn Gemara. I'd say I'll take the embarrassment. But I want my kid, like Hakel, to say, wow, my father knows how to learn Gemara. My father doesn't come to shul for 5 minutes and leave. It's my dad. He takes it. How can I talk in davening? My father goes crazy if anybody talks in davening. I can't talk in davening. It hurts. Yes, that's what tshuva is. We're oimdim now, bein oimdim. You have to go pick a side. What team do you want to be on? Do you want to be on the red team? Or do you want to be on the white team? You choose. It's true, the red team's hot. It's very hot. But the white team is way more rewarding. It's all where you put the nekud. It's where you put it. Mirtzah Hashem, we should be zochek to a gemar chasima toiva la'alter chayim toivim v'shalom. With only bracha v'natzlacha for everyone, Rebbeinu Shalom should give mishalos libeinu l'toivah for everyone. It's also my ability for YU Torah Land to ask Mechila if you were offended by any of my messages that I had. I'm obviously not talking to anyone specifically, but we're all trying to gain, especially during this time of year. We should be zeicha, that should be the ultimate tshuva shlema that will bring the geula b'meheirav yameinu. Amen.